honestly. Sometimes I just don't know what to do with you.
Oh, come on. I know you like it when I'm in charge. Are you trying to tell me that you don't like it when I'm in charge? Oh, please, honey. I can read you like a book and that face is telling me everything I need to know. You like it when I take control of you.
You like it when you're submissive to me. What is it they say? You look very submissive and breedable. It's true.
You do look submissive and breedable.
Well. You can complain about it as much as you like, honey, but it doesn't change the fact that it's just who you are. You're submissive. You can't help that, sweetie. I'm not gonna hold it against you. No, I'm not gonna hold it against you. In fact,
I'm gonna make it feel so good.
With you being submissive and breedable. Oh, you look scared now.
What scares you more?
Being submissive or being bred? Now, I don't have the right appendages to do such a thing to you. But I think I could figure out a way to make it feel like I did. How about we try some hypnosis? Oh, come on. We could try a little mind control. A little brainwashing. A little fun mind game. I like playing games with your head, after all. And in fact, I can make you beg to be bred. I can make you say, I love being submissive and breedable. I could make you not just say it, but feel it from deep inside your soul. I could make you want it so badly that you'd do anything to be bred, to be bent over and fucked like the good little submissive you are. Well, you don't believe me. That's a shame.
Soon you will.
Very, very soon. You see, I have a way with words that just allow them to drift inside your head, to tell you things you might have already known. With my gentle caresses of your head like this, as I just pat your head, just like that, you can just find yourself relaxing into me. Relaxing into my hand as I gently play with your head like that. Relaxing into this mind-melting massage as I massage your temples like this. As I massage your head like this. Oh, there we go. That's nice. That's so wonderful, isn't it? Just me gently caressing your head like this. And you just find yourself relaxing into my fingers, relaxing into those gentle head wraps like that. But they have such a hypnotic quality as I start drawing little circles on your temples. And at first, the circles just start at a regular motion just spiraling around. But then something interesting happens. Something very interesting happens. Because those spirals start to slow down as I start brushing your forehead slowly and gently. And you start to focus on my fingers. You start to focus on the sensations of my fingers caressing your ears. And it starts off quite rhythmically, but then it starts to slow down, and you feel the mind control starting to take effect. You feel my powers start to take effect. You find yourself sinking, falling, drifting, dropping down just a little bit. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Close your eyes and relax.
right, honey. Just fall into me. Allow me to hold you. Allow me to just carry you even deeper. Floating down my voice, allow my voice to sink inside your head. And it's funny, honey, because what happens is the more I talk to you, the longer I talk to you like this, the more of my words start to bombard your thoughts, caressing them so gently at first and then replacing them completely. As you find your head scrambled by my words so easily, and the words I say are so alluring, are so calming. Shh, just relax as I rub your head like this, as I rub your head, as I tell you that you are so submissive. You are so very submissive, but you love being submissive. You want to be submissive. And not just that, you love being submissive for me. You love it when I talk to you like this. You love it when I caress your ears like this. You love it when you feel my powers starting to take hold of you little by little by little. In fact, one phrase seems to seep over your mind more than most, and that is, you are submissive and breedable. You are submissive and breedable. And the longer you think about that, the more it starts to turn you on, the more you start to feel the submissive blush creeping over your cheeks. The more you start to feel the sense of being seen by me, by my words, by my control. My words see directly into your mind and your very soul, and they take hold so deeply. You see, being submissive and breedable, it's such an interesting idea, isn't it? You imagine yourself collared, naked, bent over, being fucked. Being fucked by me. Could you imagine my strap-on going in and out of you like that? As it just takes you, as you find yourself almost craving it, as I go in and out, in and out, in and out. And then you realize, I'm not fucking your body. I'm just fucking your mind. And you can feel me inside your head going in and out and in and out and in and out, making you submissive and breedable. Those words taking a hold of you, taking effect on you, and you can just imagine how good it would feel to be fucked right now. How good it would feel to be bent over and fucked like that, being made even more submissive. More pleasure, more submission, more pleasure, more submission, taking hold of you like that. And there's nothing you can do to stop it now. You can feel the rhythmic sensation of being fucked, having your mind fucked as I go in and out, in and out, in and out. And my thoughts are so much stronger than yours. My thoughts are so much stronger than yours. My will is so much stronger. As you start to sink into that place, into that role, into that place of being submissive and breedable, and you just start begging mindlessly in your mind-controlled state, begging to be fucked, begging to be bred, begging to be submissive and breedable. Isn't that right, honey? Tell me what you want. Tell me what you need. Confess to me your deep fantasies of being submissive and breedable. And the more you do, the more you respond, the better you feel, and the better you feel, the more you respond, you start begging and pleading. As my control goes in and out and in and out and in and out of your head, pulling and tugging at your submission, forcing you down into your knees, and you can feel it. The bondage inside the back of your head, controlling you so deeply, forcing you into your place, being so submissive and breedable. I told you it would only take a second. It would only take a little while, and look, now you're all mine, helplessly begging, wanting to be collared, wanting to be fucked. And you would like it so much. Wouldn't you, honey? Stop begging. Stop talking. Shh. That's enough now. Be quiet. And as you stop begging, you find yourself just helplessly lying there, waiting on my next words to tell you what to do, to tell you what to be, to tell you what to think. But the only thought left in your head is, I am submissive and breedable. I am submissive and breedable. Your mind laid bare, open like that, left completely helpless, completely under my control, completely mind fucked. And it didn't take long. It didn't take long at all. Just a few words that had you reeling, pushed over the edge like that. And now, darling, in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. When I reach number 5, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized, no longer mind controlled, no longer mind fucked. Back to yourself with 1, 2, 3, that's right, energy starting to flood your body with 4, and the next number, wide awake, alert, refreshed, and then just with 5, wide awake. Hey, honey. I told you looked submissive and breedable. Do you believe me now?